Hey guys, it's me tuning in live from Tulum in Mexico on the beach. You can probably hear the wind and the sea and the waves, and it's really beautiful. It's warm. We've had a lovely time, and I just wanted to hop on to chat to you because holiday is just one of those times where I feel like my mind is whirling around with lots of interesting thoughts, and sometimes I don't know where to put these thoughts, and you guys seem to enjoy my last random coffee shop episode, so I thought I'd do one today on the beach, unedited, just me chatting away. So I want to talk about pain and suffering in life, but also with birth. So what has led me to reflect on this is, number one, I saw a viral post where the post essentially gave people, I think it was 10 or so options as to what people want most in life. So the question was, you've got to choose out of these 10, what do you want most in life if you could have anything? And the two that were the most highly voted were to have a slim body, but be able to eat as much as they want. And the second one was to be happy all the time. Anyway, you know when you see something and then you just end up thinking more and more about it and you start to kind of, yeah, I guess it was a viral post and there were, you know, thousands of comments. So it gives you a kind of snapshot, doesn't it, as to what people are thinking and what they want. So I found that, yeah, I've been thinking about it, and my thoughts are that I personally wouldn't want to be happy all the time. Number one, because I don't think happiness would exist without sadness, but number two, isn't life all about contrast? And isn't it those intensely sad moments? Isn't that what makes those happy, joyous moments? And I do think there is a massive like wellness movement and people trying to show that they've found the way to happiness and joy. And, you know, they know the answer, whether it's eat healthy, do yoga, meditate. And I'm well, you know, wellness is such a big thing at the moment, but I almost feel like us striving to be that way is what can lead us to feel discontent. Because in my experience, joy and happiness isn't something that you can chase. It's an experience that descends on us. You know, often when we're not expecting it, basically. When we're least expecting it, we feel that wave of happiness. And it could be a moment like looking at this view right now, talking to you guys and just feeling well. So I thought that was really interesting. And obviously, you guys know I'm gearing up for the birth of our second baby. And I very much approached Juniper's birth in a kind of marathon mindset. You know, it's going to be intense, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to embrace the intensity. And I've been following a few educators who pretty much say the opposite to this, that birth is not meant to be painful by design. And it's our conditioning and the fear and the tension that leads it to being painful. And there's a part of me that really is tempted to go and explore this idea that it can be blissful or orgasmic. But then there's also a part of me that just feels that I could be really setting myself up for disappointment. And it comes back to this whole thing of like not wanting to feel pain and not wanting to suffer, wanting to be happy, wanting life to be blissful. I just can't, I can't really buy into it. There's something in me that's stopping me from going down that path. But then as a childbirth educator, I am interested by the different approaches and a part of me wants to explore it, but I almost feel like it would be a risk. Because if I go down that path, I will go down it wholeheartedly and, you know, and really, really go about trying to see if this approach works. But then it comes back to that thing of like, why is it that we want the birth to just be blissful? Like, in my experience, when things are just blissful, they're not that meaningful, and then they don't have depth. Whereas I feel like the whole point, you know, the whole magic of birth is that it can be so challenging, and it pushes us to our limits, the limits we didn't even know existed. And we feel stretched, and it's an expansive experience. Whereas if you just told me, okay, you can just go and have a blissful birth, what is that? Just don't buy into it. But I'm interested by it. I'm pretty fascinated that it's possible. It's obviously possible because some people have experienced it, but not many. So yeah, just some thoughts from me on the beach as I, preparing for our next birth, but also just having those thoughts around, yeah, the whole pursuit of happiness and things being blissful. I definitely think is a source of, I think it can be what makes us miserable in life, because my approach to life is that, you know, when I feel negative emotions or feelings, I let it travel through me. I go into it, you know, I explore it and I watch it. I kind of go between those modes. Sometimes I can see myself in a grip of an emotion. Other times I feel like I'm wise enough to watch it and then not be it. But I definitely let myself feel. And I just think that's the human condition. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're just not feeling it. You're like, I'm not feeling today. And if you accept it, I find that before you know it, you start to feel okay again. But if you're just constantly thinking, I want to be happy, you're not letting yourself experience the whole variety of, you know, states of minds and feelings that there is. And I do think life is about contrast, light and shade. So yeah, I'll keep you posted on more of my thoughts to do with the whole blissful orgasmic birth. But I'm looking forward to meeting our doula in a couple of weeks' time and talking about all of this stuff and actually just having the space held for me to share. But let me know your thoughts on this on Instagram. I was going to do a story series, but I thought, why don't I just record this and see what you guys think? So definitely drop me a DM. And yeah, love from Tulum, Mexico. This place is insane. It's beautiful. I want to come back here for my 40th already. All right, guys.